you know, everybody's quite excited in Britain and elsewhere. But there's no doubt she's a very, very profound Christian. And it's very nice to think, from the Catholic point of view, that over the past years, she's become much more understanding, as she, an Anglican, of the Catholic Church. She knew my predecessor quite well, and I've got to know her very well over the past 10, 12 years. And she knows and understands the Catholic Church much more now than she did when she was crowned queen.
Although she had already visited the Vatican before that, hadn't she?
Oh, yes, I was there as a student. It was supposed to be in 1951, I think, when she came with Prince Philip. She wasn't queen, she was Princess Elizabeth. And, oh, my goodness, in the Vatican, everybody was dressed up to the hilt, guards, and she came in looking very beautiful in the black dress. And all of us here at the English College were allowed to go in. And we were told on no account were we to clap or cheer or do anything. This was against Vatican protocol. So she went in and she met Pope Pius XII, and then she came out. And all of us there, when she came out, we said, blow, you know, all that. So we clapped and we cheered, and she was rather chuffed. And I met her afterwards, and she said she was quite terrified going in, you know, with all this. Because the first time as a young woman, you go into the Vatican. Buckingham Palace is all very well, but it doesn't compare with the Vatican.
She has, of course, been back many times since then as Queen and then hosted Pope Benedict most recently in the UK.
I think that made a lot of difference. Pope Benedict's visit, thank God, was very, very successful one. And in some ways it was fortunate that immediately on arrival, his first visit was to be greeted, if you like, by Queen Elizabeth, who spoke very warmly. And from then on, the visit went extremely well, both in Scotland and in England, and made quite a profound effect on the country. And some of the things that Pope Benedict said are being pondered still, particularly his speech in Westminster Hall to the politicians and others of how important faith and life, religion is in the secular society, and any attempt to kind of bypass it or put it on the periphery of life is something that's not only wrong, it's quite dangerous.